Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in a discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Al-Qalam. Now, basically, there is one narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the same narrative which is reported through a different chain of narration in Salabi's Tafsir. The texts of both these narratives are exactly the same. However, there is a difference in the chains of narration, and here too, there are two narrators which are absolutely common and perhaps the basis of the rejection of these narratives as well. Now, as far as the narrative is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, it is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, as indeed is found in Salabi's Tafsir. It is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are, "Man qara surat al-qalam, a'atahu Allahu sawab al-lazina hassana Allahu akhlaqahum," which means that a person who recites Surah Al-Qalam, he will be rewarded by the Almighty, which is the reward of a person whose morals have been made very, very sound by the Almighty. In other words, a person who has sound morals, the reward that a person will get who has sound morals will be the same as a person who recites Surah Al-Qalam. Now, it needs to be understood that this narrative as found in Al-Basit is declared to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. And since both these narrators also exist in Salavi's narrative, there's no reason that we should not regard it to be concocted as well. So that too is concocted. However, let me first detail out these narrators before you. So one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul or unknown by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following statements by various Rijal authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in regards him to be laysa bishay. And another comment by him is that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musuli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayr al-siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he is Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is kazzab, that he is a liar. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says that he is za'if al-hadith chitan. So perhaps it is in the presence of this data that Hafiz ibn Hajar has recorded this narrative to be concocted. And as I said earlier, since both these narrators also exist in Salabi's narrative, so it is all the more probable that we regard that narrative to be concocted as well. So all in all, we can say that this narrative needs to be totally rejected because it has absolutely no basis. And as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to have a living relationship with that surah. And the best way to do that is to understand that surah by reading it with a good translation, by reflecting on its message, and by communicating this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.